Good morning. This is WAMC Regional News. I'm David Gustino. With us, Judy Patrick, editor of the Daily Gazette. Good morning, Judy.
Good morning, David.
Well, we're turning to the Schenectady schools and an audit by the Comptroller's Office that looked at schools around the region and, of course, the issue of school violence and the figures not adding up.
Yeah, the state controller, Tom DiNapoli, his office took a sample of what school districts were doing in terms of reporting violent incidents. Schenectady was one of the sample cases, and the report found that the school failed to report nearly 16% of the violent and disruptive incidents on its property for the 2011-2012 school year. Schenectady was one of seven districts outside of New York City that were audited. All had incidents they failed to properly report. Overall, about 30% of all incidents were not reported at the six schools. DiNapoli's office says that failing to live up to the reporting requirements leaves parents in the dark about violence and other incidents that affect how kids learn in the classroom. According to the report, Schenectady High failed to report 290 of the about 1,800 incidents for the school year in question. Superintendent Larry Spring at Schenectady, he would like more assistance from the state in terms of helping them accurately classify the incidents. They say they wanted to do a good job. They just need a little bit more guidance from the state.
Tonight, the Schenectady Planning Board meets. They're going to consider the casino that's been approved for the region and things like how big will the sign be?
Yeah, the Planning Commission will take a look. There's some zoning changes that are needed for what has long been referred to as the Elko site. That will be the site of the Mohawk Harbor, the development that will house Schenectady's new casino. The Gliese Group of Rotterdam is requesting taller buildings and larger signs on this 60-acre site. In addition to the casino, they will have apartments, condos, townhouses, and some office and retail space. The property was recommended for a casino back in December by the state gaming facility. Gliese is partnering with Rush Street Gaming to build this $330 million casino. So the site is currently zoned waterfront mixed use, which allows for entertainment. Of course, casinos weren't authorized use in the past because casinos were not approved by the state constitution. The issue is how big the signs will be, how quickly the electronic message board will change, and how tall the buildings will be. The proposal is for the buildings to be 110 feet tall. So people will get a chance to look at the site, and we'll see what the Planning Commission says in terms of what they will allow.
Judy Patrick, editor of the Daily Gazette, joining us. For more, you can go to dailygazette.com or pick up a copy of the paper. Judy, thanks.